بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Has anybody had any dream last night that they want to share with us? Do you know why I asked this question? This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Fajr Salah, he would turn around, ask his companions that. And we may think it's nothing very important, but every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we revive has great rewards. Of course, I was not going to interpret your dream if you did tell me the dream. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most generous, who is the most merciful, and who is the wisest and the knower of the seen and the unseen, has chosen for us a path of success in the dunya and the akhirah. And He has chosen only one path of success, and that is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ لَنْ يُقَبَلُ مِنْهُ. If somebody chooses any alternative way, that this is better to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will never be accepted from them. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that without our deserving anything, without our effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. And therefore, it is essential that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessing. This is the greatest of all blessings. Everything else is temporary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives honor and He takes it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives wealth and He takes it away. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life and He takes it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives children, He takes them away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives sight, He takes it away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hearing, He takes it away. And even if He doesn't, in the end we leave everything here. So the only thing that matters is summarized in just La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's the sum total of everything. That La ilaha illallah is a state of our hearts, because that symbolizes Iman and Yaqeen. And that's not something that you can see on the outside. It is what the qalb, the heart, feels inside. Because if I claim I have this Iman, you have no way of proving it or knowing, because even the munafiqun, the hypocrites, said that. So that is where we have to work on, and if it is truly within our hearts, this La ilaha illallah, this belief that there is no one, and we translate it in a very simple thing, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. But this is the unification equation of the whole universe. Yeah. That nothing can happen without the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He needs no one and He has no partners in His sovereignty. And that everything in the creation, and what is everything in the creation? That is called kulla shay, which means everything that we know and we do not know. Starting from the lauh and qalam and the arsh to the smallest of Allah's creature that we don't even know exists yet. You know? Every day we turn around, science finds new particles that they didn't know of before. Everything is in absolute and complete need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for its creation, for its existence, for its subsistence. Everything is in absolute need. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a system in such a way that none of this is visible. You don't see what is happening. So therefore, we being short-sighted, which we really are, we only see as far as the means, the sabab, the asbab, from where things are happening. And therefore, unless we have that nur of tawheed, which is la ilaha illallah, we only see the asbab, and therefore we look to the asbab to solve our, the means to solve our problems, and we strive after the means. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that yes, you must assume the means, because that is what you are as a physical being expected to do. But as a spiritual being, your dependence, your tawakkul, and your real iman should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no matter how well I have done something, my heart knows that the results are not dependent on what I do, but on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides out of His wisdom. And that's why it's essential, once we realize that, that we establish that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we are doing. What is the salah? The salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish salah for my remembrance. That this is the closest that we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the closest the servant is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَهُوَ sajid, representing salah, that he is doing sajda. This is the closest we come. So we are establishing a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our mi'raj, this is our ascent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you will. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith al-Qudsi, that my servant does not come closer to me by any other means except that which I have mandated, made fard for him. You know, among those is the salah. So we establish this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that at all times, no matter what happens, something pleasant and good happens that we are happy with. You know, you have a child which you never had, you know. You have a successful business, you know. Anything that you have good health, anything that you find pleasing to you happens, the first response is that of gratitude, of shukr, that you turn knowing that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that we, our nafs doesn't like, which we consider unpleasant, happens, you know. A child is born with a handicap. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, knowing this is from Him, and what He has chosen is the best for us. So we have to establish that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that relationship is established by Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the summary of all of ubudiyah for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. And that is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the minutest details to the best of our ability, with the intention of the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to walk that path. So as we said, that la ilaha illallah is something internal. People don't see that, okay? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what people see, because that is what you do, your actions, what you look like, what your akhlaq are, how you talk, how you smile, how you act, this is what they see. And what brought Islam to most of the world was not the sword, but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions and the tabi'een and all acting in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was so powerful that they had no choice but to be attracted towards this and to adopt this lifestyle. Today we see no difference between Muslims and non-Muslims in everything. You know, if somebody is lying, a Muslim is also lying. And there was a time in the old days when the Hindus, if a Muslim lied, the Hindus used to say, Sharam nahi aati, aren't you ashamed you are lying and you are a Muslim? Okay, because they knew this was a Muslim, he shouldn't be lying. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about many of the kabair, the major sins. Can a Muslim run away in a battle? Can a Muslim commit, commit zina? He said, yes. Then when he was asked, he was reclining, he said, can a Muslim lie? He sat up. He says, never, never, never. This is a characteristic of a Muslim. So when people see Islam in practice is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our situation at an individual level, at a family level, at a communal level, community level, at a national level. Everywhere the situation will change. Otherwise, if we look for solutions, you know, band-aids, you know, okay, something, communal riot happened in Muzaffarpur, or this thing happened here, or that thing happened here, or they did this. These are all symptoms that we need to come back to La ilaha illallah. So this is the solution for all problems. And it's not easy. It requires knowledge, it requires mujahada, striving, struggling. And it's a long process. It's not a quick solution. Okay, here's, you know, 1 crore donation, this will solve the problem. It will not solve the problem. You know, if you give you nuclear bombs, it will not solve the problem. The problem is only going to be solved when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to change the condition. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition of a people till they change themselves. So this is a reminder first to myself, because I am more in need of change than anyone else, and to my brothers, that we have been given this beautiful deen. We have to study it with the proper etiquette, with the intention not to show knowledge or anything, but to practice everything in detail that we see. Okay. Even though on the surface it may seem like nothing big. And you might see, how is this going to rectify the whole world? Well, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. That's His wisdom. That the world will be rectified by what comes out of the heart and the actions of the body. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who benefit from a reminder and who follow the best of the reminders and who sincerely want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, journey towards Him by doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard for us, and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any doubts in our hearts that this is the path of success. That yaqeen is very, very important. And when we do that, we will start to see changes in our lives, and we will see them because now we know what to expect and where changes come from. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.